Read My Lips is a new French thriller that was a hit in France. Our film critic, John Powers, doesn't want it to get lost in the swarm of summer Hollywood blockbusters.
A few days ago, I was talking to a television executive who was saying how brutally competitive things are in the cable TV business. If your show's not a hit, he told me, it doesn't exist. The same is true of foreign movies. Dozens open here every year, a high percentage of them pretty good. But except for rare hits such as Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, or Amelie, even the best ones come and go without leaving the slightest ripple. I fear this could happen to the new French film Read My Lips, which would be a pity. For while its entire advertising budget is far less than Hollywood spends on a single TV spot, this enjoyable thriller is far more gripping than either The Bourne Identity or Road to Perdition. Emmanuel DeVos stars as 35-year-old Carla Blem, the plain Jane secretary for a property development company, whose male execs treat her like a cross between a galley slave and a piece of furniture. Carla is largely deaf. She wears a hearing aid in both ears. Yet the deep source of her alienation is the sense that she's destined for a life of being professionally and sexually downtrodden. But all that changes when she's ordered to find a new trainee. She hires Paul Angeli. That's the terrific young star Vincent Cassell, who seems like the worst possible business prospect. He doesn't even know how to use a Xerox machine. But he is 25, handsome, and just out of jail. And from the moment they begin working together, Carla and Paul begin a process of mutual exploitation. While Carla uses Paul's skills as a thief to advance her professional career, and maybe help her find sexual satisfaction, Paul uses Carla's gifts as a lip reader to help him with a crime. Read My Lips was written and directed by Jacques Audiard, one of those filmmakers who's cursed by being middle-aged rather than a hot young talent, and by being a good storyteller rather than a flamboyant stylist who can be marketed as brilliant. His last movie, A Self-Made Hero, was one of the best French movies of the past decade. The story of a young man who pretends to have been a hero in the French Resistance during World War II. Even as it offered an ironic commentary on how French culture rewrote its history, the movie, which is available on video, by the way, keeps you on the edge of your seat. You spend the whole time wondering if the hero's going to get caught and whether he deserves your sympathy. We feel that same kind of ambivalent suspense in Read My Lips, which is even more complicated because we're never quite sure where it's heading. Is this a love story? A black comedy? A heist film? Unlike today's hyperkinetic Hollywood thrillers, which are all about car chases and explosions, the thrills here remind one of Hitchcock, who knew how to keep menace at a human scale and how to root everything in the vagaries of human character. Neither Carla nor Paul is conventionally likable. He's got a jailbird streak of selfish thuggery. She's a veritable wellspring of resentment and bottled-up desire. Yet these two outsiders gradually transform each other. She helps make him something of a gent, while he helps her act out her antisocial impulses. They're bound together by great dreams and by shared guilt. Audiard underscores the story's psychological dislocations through an extraordinarily skillful use of sound, which is linked to Carla's hearing aid. When it's turned off, scenes are played in an eerie silence that heightens our sense of menace and gives the visual world a peculiar poetry. Without aural clues, we have to look at things more closely. When Carla clicks her hearing aid on, we're often assailed by noise that's all the more jarring because it follows such deep silence. The whole movie tends to feel either too loud or too quiet, which is precisely how Paul and Carla experience the world. What makes the story go is Carla's ability to read lips, which is also the movie's key metaphor. In fact, Read My Lips is finally about the freedom that comes when one escapes the ordinary realm of perception and starts picking up signs and signals that normally elude our senses. What initially appears to be Carla's great limitation, her deafness, eventually unleashes her strength. Able to literally see what people are saying, she's tuned into frequencies that the rest of the world is not.
John Powers is media columnist for LA Weekly.